last year when we ended family camp. I'll be honest, we had, it was a great camp. It was an excellent camp, but we only had like 40 people. And you were still, yeah, it was still fun. That's good. And you remember it, right? Yeah. But what I've been noticing, and I think all of us have been noticing, is that Satan is working. And he's working in the families. And if he can work in the families, then it spreads. And I just feel very much before the Lord that when Brother Viv and Brother Greg said that they wanted to come and to share in family camp, they said, "You're the director, you put the outline together, and we'll do whatever you say." So I said, "Okay, brothers," and then I just started writing. But I feel that the Lord has brought us together, and if you'll notice, there's a verse there. And maybe somebody could, if you've got your Bibles handy, if somebody could just read that verse, Ecclesiastes 4:12, the whole verse. What's on the cover is just the last line. But if somebody would read that whole verse. And I know maybe you were expecting Brother Greg or Brother Viv to speak today. Sorry. I asked if I could just introduce the topic today, and then they're going to be splitting the meetings the rest of the week or the sessions. So I do have a few things that I would like to share, though. But if somebody, anybody have that? Feel free to read it, please. So one can be overpowered, two can withstand, but a threefold cord cannot be broken. And so this week, what we have before us, what we're doing is, let me just quickly break down each day. Today, we're basically discussing the family. And when I say family, probably more the parents, but the family. Because that's where it starts. The Lord created the family. Tomorrow we'll be discussing children. Because children are key, a key part of the family. And then on Wednesday, I believe it's the father's or husband's role. And Thursday, it's the wife or mother's role. And then the last day, it's how the family relates to the church. Or the church relates to the family. And so we're looking at a full week. And I know you young people, we're praying that the Lord will speak to your hearts. Even you may not think that this applies to you, but guess what? As you get older, should the Lord leave us here, it's going to apply. And we trust that you'll receive something. This verse, very much, I don't know how many have gone to a wedding. And they've used this verse, and they've actually, I've seen my niece and nephew were married in November, and they spoke about the three-stranded cord cannot be broken, and they actually tied a knot in the ceremony, and pulled, and it only got stronger. It didn't break. It got stronger. And my ring, It's not a braided cord, but my wedding ring that Cynthia got for me when we were married, it's got three bands. One was for me, one's for her, but the center one is for God. And it's a three-banded ring. And to me, it's very important. If you look at the cover on your booklet, and you notice, do you see anything unique about that? What do you see? There's two faces which would be a husband and a wife, and what's in the center? The cross. Three strands cannot be broken. But the Lord has to be in the midst. The Lord has to be in the family. So I just wanted to share with you, there's a few verses that I wanted to share. I have my Bible, but I'm actually going to rely upon you to read the verses for me. Okay? The first verse that we actually have a couple of verses that I wanted to read. I'm not going to follow the outline completely. So I'm not going to follow the outline completely. And I have a little less time probably than what we'll have the rest of the week. But the Lord will give. And then I do have something for you young people too. So the first verse, if someone could read, as I said, the Lord is the creator of the family. And I would like someone to read Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. If somebody could find that and read it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Caitlin.
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him."
A helpmeet. It says that the Lord recognized that it was not good for man to be alone, and he made a helpmate for the man. This is the family. He created the family. And I know some of you are here. You're here singly. But the Lord still loves you and has created your family and put you together. And we're here to encourage you. But we see here that the groundwork is laid. The Lord created this, and his intention was that a man and a woman, he created a woman to be his helpmate, and they worked together. And it says, the next verse, we have several verses. If someone could read Genesis again, 2 verse 24. Genesis 2, 24. And they shall become one flesh. A man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one. We have this again, Matthew 19:5. Somebody could read Matthew 19:5. I love seeing these iPhones with the Bible apps. Yeah, go ahead, Kate. One flesh, right. So you notice, it's in the beginning, in Genesis, and it's here in Matthew, in the Gospel. And who said it in Matthew? No. Who said it? I heard somebody say it. Jesus. He said it. The Son of God, the one who created, was able to say, yeah. He repeated, but again, it's not just in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament. So it's important. The two shall become one. Ephesians 5:31. The two shall become one. Three times we have this mentioned. At the very beginning in the book of Genesis, when he initially created it, in Matthew, the start of the Gospels, and then regarding the church in Ephesians 5. Do you think it was important? The Lord said he wanted a husband and wife, a family. The two shall become one. You know, there's an example that I put down here with Priscilla and Aquila. In Acts 18:26, and then we can take a break from reading. But if somebody could just read that one verse.